weather. This is why I get pissed at him. Because everything is storm center.
Mm-hmm.
The Channel 5 storm for everything is set up to be awful and be sensational.
Right. And everything also is designed to be grandiose.
When the truth of the matter is, you can't tell the weather any better than my left toe can. Just go back and look at what you predicted last week. And I'm the type of idiot that does watch the weather on Monday when they do give their 7-day outlook.
Right. And we need the 4,000 graphics of the sun covered by the cloud with a lightning bolt coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. And a raindrop.
You know, and a raindrop.
Looks good all week in the 7-day. Not a chance of rain coming in maybe till Thursday or Friday. Weekend at this point looks good. It's a good-looking forecast. Let's get out there. Meanwhile, the entire week,
got to make sure you get the cliche in there. Get out the old barbecue.
Rain, 55 degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, kiss my ass. Overnight lows tonight in the district in the 40s. Hello. It's like 29 on Saturday night. Not that I matter. Not that it matters.
Right.
But just get that right,
right.
Before you're going to stand up there in your Superman outfit saying, are we going to be the next Tornado Alley?
And it's shaping up to be a nice weekend. If they tell you that on a Tuesday, they're lying to you.
That's right.
Doug Hill said it on this very show.
Weather
he
guessers.
Said the only weather certainty that they have is the stuff that's like within 24 hours. And that's because they can make the phone call from where it's coming.
Right. They look out a window.
But even then, the wind can screw them up. They can mess that up, too.
Then we do need an investigation.
I talked to our weather watcher down at the, James A. Doofus Mini School.
You know what they're concerned about? Because it sweeps also. Even though they caught the guy that beat up that grandma, that street vendor.
Yeah, right.
Even though they caught him a week ago, they're still showing the video.
Yeah.
Every time they give you an update on the scumbag that did it to her.
Right.
And what's the new one now that they're on? Hold on. It's another awful one.
An awful video?
Yeah. Give me a moment and it'll come to me.
Well, the video that I saw was the video of that car chase where they shot the guy at the end of the car chase.
Shooting in L.A.
The one where the guy had the red cap on.
The brand new one. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue, too. They were all over it.
I know what you're talking about. It's Tony Danza when he rolls his go-kart.
Yeah. See that one, too, Mike.
I'd like to warn some of our younger listeners this may not be suitable for them, and it may be disturbing to you. Tony Danza in a go-kart.
However, I do love it when they send perky Holly Morris out to do crazy stuff like ride horses in the morning. Yeah. You know, and am I the only one that watches Holly Morris, who really is a hyperactive poodle, when she's on that horse?
Hoping for the accident?
Look at the TV and say, please now, God, listen. I know what you did to Christopher Reeve was a bad thing.
Right.
You know, God needed a Superman. God doesn't need a hyperactive poodle to be out in Prince George's County at the Equestrian Center showing us how to ride horses while she's had 8,000 cups of coffee all morning.
Now, Flipper. There she goes. I'm Holly Morris.
Wow. Well, down.
Thud.
Down goes Morris.
Thud. Splat.
Down goes Morris.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. Coming to me, it's a hidden camera one that they're doing on Channel 7. Something that they've done before, but it was the I-Team where they've got the camera and the lady's purse, and it's
your mocha latte taste funny?
Where they got the guy standing out there going, this man had no idea that News 7 was there.
Our secret cameras recorded him, A, picking his nose, B, picking his nose.
You know, they've got so much time to fill on the news, and there's only so much news that you can fill with.
Right.
And after that, you become less than news. You just become entertainment, which is what they all are.
And we've talked about local news before, where there's nothing that excites them more than the repeat easy story.
And the way they fill time now is with sensationalism.
Right.
When the ratings are over in about a week and a half, it'll be back to, you know, Petline Thursday.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
When they run out of time on the news and they go, wow, now let's go out to the weather guy out on the weather terrace who's out there with some pig and some three-legged animal.
That's looking great out here, JC. I'm up to my buttocks in animals, barnyard animals.
Hello.
Having a great time out on the weather deck.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Don, I think I know the incident you're talking about.
What?
It's some black cat that hits a dude and just cold cocks him. And
yes.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
And then the other guys are saying, man, you're the hardest punching dude, and they're just making fun of this poor guy, and he's just laid out flat.
Yeah. I mean, they've run. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised I couldn't remember that one with all the graphic images in my head. But that's the latest one. And what they're doing is, like they did with the old lady being beaten up, they say, some disturbing images in to News 7.
Cover your eyes, but we're going to show it again and again.
And we're going to show it in slow motion this time.
Ridiculous.
Because that's how great we are. Here at Jack FM.
That's when it all gets back to.
Jack FM. Well, does anybody know that we really have a show to do today? I mean, I've got a weekend.
You mean we got something planned?
Yes, I got a weekend to tell you about. There are goings on here at the radio station.
Always.
I got a very urgent email from Joseph Ardinger over the weekend that we'll have to share with you. But look at this. All we're getting is just Buffalo calls.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I feel awful for all these people in Buffalo.
And for us.
Really? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
You know how they name all the new Jack stations Joe or Bob? How about naming the one in Buffalo Pat?
Is this Ted Koppel?
Cass's Garage.
It's Pat Goss.
Although I agree. Although it doesn't sound like Ted Koppel, it sounds like the guy from Saturday Night Live that does Ted.
That's
Koppel.
What I thought.
Pat FM.
It's Pat Goss.
Pat FM or Bonnie FM.
Oh, when you were talking about that movie Crash, I came within my wife.
You missed a good one.
The discussion at our breakfast table on Sunday morning was we were going to go to the movies. That she kept saying, well, this one looks pretty good. Look, it's got Sandra Bullock and Don Cheadle and Brendan Fraser. And I kept making my finger go around the page and all the way around to Alive and Kicking.
Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Kicking,
at least get the title right of the movie that you like and everybody hates.
Well, no, America did agree with me, although it was beaten out this weekend by that other slap nuts funny comedy, Monster-in-Law.
Monster-in-Law.
That's your number one movie.
Yes, America does really love James.
But my man, Will Ferrell, delivered over $20 million this weekend with what has got to be a stupid movie. And just know, my $10 will be in his pocket within the next 2 weeks.
It's going to be the early summer of Ferrell, as you see him right around the corner.
We just could not come to a decision on what to go to see, so we decided not to go see anything.
What percentage of people that went and saw Monster-in-Law when they saw Jane Fonda walked out thinking they were in House of Wax? That's what I want to know.
There she is.
Yikes.
House of Spiwax.
That's a good movie. That's a different movie.
But Crash, you will not regret going to see Crash.
Okay.
I thought that rocked. Don Cheadle is rapidly moving up on my list of actors.
He's a great actor.
He's pretty good.
I'm excited about it.
He's pretty good.
You'd love it.
Foy Brackman.
I think you'd like it.
He's a good actor. Well, you don't think I have intellectual capacity for it, Mike? Is it too deep for me?
No, I don't think so.
Because I like only Will Ferrell movies?
I don't think it's over your head at all, but I think you might think it's a little long. I know I did a watch check. You know the kind of movie that all of a sudden has an ending type part, and you're like, oh, you got your hands on the armrest, and then, oh, we're going back for another segment or two.
I remember one time, I was in Chinatown. And I'm walking around, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
you didn't put on your blake.
Clash.
That's what it all was about.
Clash.
And I will say that.
And that's the case of calling a radio station. Hello, would you please play The Crash?
You know, I've been a Sandra Bullock hater.
If you wanted to hear The Clash.
Right. I've been a Sandra Bullock hater for a long time, and this is the first movie I thought she was fantastic in.
Okay.
I mean, she's got a small part, but she was really, really terrific.
Hello, Miss Congeniality. Miss Congeniality 2.
Did she ever start with Adam Sandler in anything?
No, she hasn't.
Okay.
I'm past him now.
You wouldn't have seen her then.
You've grown.
Did you see Miss Congeniality? Did you watch the whole thing?
I did not.
With Candace Bergen?
I seen it on HBO, though.
I'm surprised she was able to tear herself away from producing the George Lopez program.
She's a big pal of George Lopez.
Oh, Lopez, give me a break. Well, she was not a big enough pal to give me a kidney.
It didn't match, George.
Hey, I don't care about those details. I will fix it myself if I have to use a dinner fork.
And then you'll swallow it?
Yes, I'll swallow it whole. Well, maybe in two pieces. depending on how big and fat it is.
Oh, Jesus, we got a break. Yeah. I am not kidding.
Give me a break.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
There is no just cause for an invasion of Iraq. Well, that may be. But what we're all forgetting is anyone who doesn't want to go to war is gay.
I want to go to war.
Oh, yes. We should definitely go.
I was the first one who wanted to go to war.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mongoose.
Right, right. Even tastier than a nice gay mocha. The Don and Mike Show.
Teddy Pendergrass.
All right.
Before he put on a Superman suit.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Rob.
I didn't think you would say that.
Hi. I just got it late.
Okay. Rolling Thunder.
I just got it late. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Are you insinuating?
Oh, dear.
We might have an accident?
No. I'm just bad to him.
Okay. All right. Yes. But,
nobody,
you know, when I hear Rolling Thunder, I think of our compatriot over there.
Yeah. By God, someone gets hurt on a motorcycle.
Buzz, are you still planning on leading that Rolling Thunder thing, that big motorcycle thing?
Anything could happen.
Okay, that means you're not.
Yeah.
I wanted to make an announcement.
Okay, what?
I will come in tomorrow, and I'm doing this to myself every week now. I will come in and give you my exact weight tomorrow and let you know how I'm progressing.
Cool.
That's what I said to motivate myself. Started out at 296 pounds. I have gone down to 289 pounds, and I will give you an update on where I stand tomorrow as I weigh myself once a week. And this motivates me, because if I don't do this, then I fudge it, and I'm not going to fudge it anymore.
Fudge it.
I don't want to fudge it no more.
Fudge it.
Actually, you can eat on this diet I'm on. They have very low-calorie fudgicles.
Oh. About fudgicles.
Fudgicles.
Okay.
Like, that's real important to you, isn't
hold
it?
On it? Hold on, Mike.
I'm not losing weight. I'm gaining weight.
Hold on. You're going to want to hear something, though, about him. You're going to want to hear something about...
I'm going to about what, the boy?
Yeah, I'm going to rat out my best buddy. You know, your wife tells my wife a lot of crap, and I'm sure vice versa.
Sure.
I don't know if you hear, like, what an idiot I am from your wife with stuff that my wife tells her.
I can't look at you. I can't look at you dead on when he's doing this.
We must see the
witness. It'll make me laugh too much.
What did Miss Wonderful say?
See, we need funny, that element here.
It's funny that you mentioned those fudgesicles. Because...
Yes.
Frida said to me that Carrie said to her,